You know, what they use for Parkinson's, it turns out it makes Parkinson's worse. And I wondered when
what,
I saw
what makes report, Parkinson's worse? Oh, you mean the statins?
L-DOPA. No, L-DOPA. You know, they take L-DOPA for it. It actually makes it worse. And the drug companies know that. So they're waiting for the patents to run out, and then they're going to introduce this new bill. And I think the patents have run out because they're starting to say the new drug wonder drug, because the other one really didn't work and made it worse.
Well, so you mean they put L-DOPA in?
They use it as a drug, L-DOPA-based drugs. And dopamine is not good for Parkinson's disease. It's actually yellow fat disease. If you track down all of those type of diseases called the aging diseases of dementia, like muscular sclerosis, muscular dystrophy, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, mixed dementias, all of those, you're going to find high levels of lipofuscin. Mm-hmm. Lipofuscin, think omega-3 fatty acids. There they are.
Oh, I know. I have a little story to tell you. I think you'll appreciate. Adam, some time ago, maybe a year ago, I noticed when I got really quiet, meditating, contemplating, if I could put my little teeth together, I'd get this slight kind of tremor, you know? You know what I mean? With the head just straight out. Very, very, very slight. And I thought, I never think much of it. I think whatever it is, it's going to work itself out, everything I do, right? I'm not going to worry about it. You know what I mean? Just who cares? Because I keep doing good stuff. But boy, I tell you what, one of the things that really kind of closed the door on it, and virtually got rid of about 90% of that, when I've been, over the last 6 weeks, really working on the neck and stretching and, you know, like we were talking about. So I think it must have been some kind of a little, maybe little something pinching on a nerve or something, you know, on the neck, because all these nerves run through all that. I think that's what it could have been the cause of that, because it is like 95% of what it, less than what it was 6 months ago, just doing that neck. And boy, that's a wonderful thing. And I took your advice, and even the chiropractors say don't do it backwards, but I've been doing it all over in all directions. And it feels good when you do that, really working that neck.
As Dr. Sarno pointed out, the neck and the back are very heavy duty. They are not delicate. People don't have to treat them nicely. You can move it any way you want it. Sarno goes clearly into that.
Oh, really?
And by
neck, good. Yeah.
The person who asked about sex, the neck is the sexual center. It's lust comes from it.
Oh,
from
good. That's just what I need, is more of that.
Like giraffes, and you know, in fact, gorgeous means throat. That's what, all it means. Gorgeous comes from throat, as gorge does.
No, lust, what does gorgeous come from?
Gorgeous. The word gorgeous means throat.
Means throat.
That's where it comes from. Yeah, and neck, you know, for necking and things like that. The giraffe whose neck turns bright red when it mates. And gorge comes from gorgeous, which comes from throat. So lust for food, that's why people often substitute food for sex and gain a whole bunch of weight. Instead of gaining it through pregnancy, they get it through calories. So.
Oh, I see. Oh. Necking, so that's where that comes from. Neck. Do trust? Necks really turn red when they mate?
Yeah, giraffe's neck turns bright red.
That's cool. That's great. So birds, and you know, birds do all that thing. You've seen some of the videos, and they do all these wild things, and they get all these colors, and it's pretty cool.
And expanded necks, they get quite large.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's do a little necking, baby, is what they're saying, right?
That's right. So just working on the neck, automatically, even stretching it and things like that, increases a person's sex life.
Uh-huh. Well, would you ask Adam what he knows and thinks about canker sores, please, for a 13-year-old young lady who has had them her whole life, yet to be given a successful medical solution? Well, I'll tell you, to this emailer, I had them for years, and I haven't had them for a long, long time, 4, 5, 6 years. And I wish I knew exactly why they went away. I wish, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how I stopped having them. Do you have any ideas on those things? They have to be some kind of a irritation, Adam, or bad bacteria or something in the gut. What do you think?
Well, first of all, who's the matter with the person? You don't sort for that who. But otherwise, if you go into the chemical parts of it, lysine has been known. When I worked at a health food store on the beach here, people would go out in the sun. It would overstimulate the skin, and you would need lysine. So we kept it on hand. Also, lithium cream is another thing we used to use that didn't work quite as successfully as the lysine, but that's how you get rid of the remission of symptoms. And of course, you find out who's the matter with you, and then you're going to get to the root of the matter.
So to this emailer, maybe you could start talking about young 13-year-old and talking to her about her life and, you know, be conscientious and kind and gentle with her and see if you could find out who's the matter with her. And could be a boy. But she's had him, let's see, had him for a whole life. Wow, I wonder how that could be from early on.
Well, on our solar timing site, you can go in and see a case of abortions that were being occurred at the same time that, or the traumas were occurring on the day of the attempted abortions. So we have actually spermal traumas as well as birth traumas. So what is worked out in the spermal world actually gets worked out in the karmic world too. And a lot of those things show up as they show as certain syndromes, so you work backwards.
Because
no one writes a spermal trauma and figures it out. But most of our things come from our parents, and the sins are visited on the children till the fourth or fifth generation. It's right biblical, and it's found in a lot of other places. It's simply a law of genetics and heredity. Actually, it's not genetics. It's heredity, which is not the same as genetics, because it's not the gene that's doing it. It's much more primal.
It's more of a karmic experience where daughter incarnated in with mom and dad, you know, so maybe to help mom and dad work something out. That's the way I look at it. It's always positive. So to this emailer, you might think about what you and hubby were doing when she was created, you know, the body was created, you know, 9 months before. And you guys talk about it, and you'd be surprised what you could do that way to help her out. Topically, you can do some things like an Ayurvedic thing is honey with Monica honey with turmeric as a topical thing for canker sores. That helps. Sometimes a little bit of iodine, you know, on your fingertip will settle it down. Adam mentioned lysine. That's been a long-standing kind of a thing. I think the people use, don't they, Adam, to simmer down herpes symptoms and aren't canker sores a form or a genre of herpes virus?
Yep, it's GMO, but it still works.
Yeah, it still works. Lithium orotate, who Dr. Marshall talked about, that could maybe help her relax her a little bit. And I think the canker sores have a tie into some anxiety or stinking thinking or working, you know, or worrying. So, you know, there might be some clues that you can help your daughter get to the root of them.
The good news about lithium is there are no sodium pumps or any pumps. So the orotate theory has been pretty much disproved nowadays.
So what does that mean? You don't want to take the lithium orotate, or you do?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Okay.
You can take lithium oxide for that matter. Actually, they differ. The orotate, different versions calm you down. Different versions pump you up. Lithium is the all-time cure, as Swami Nitty-Gritty put it. Lithium can cure every disease in the world and can cause every disease in the world. And the best way to get it is just simply touch the tongue to the palate of the mouth, and you get all you want.
All the lithium you want.
Stick out your tongue, and you get titanium. Put it up on the roof of the mouth, you get lithium.
Here's a great question from Gail. She is in Northern California. I want to do more yawning and stretching, but I just don't yawn very much. Does Adam have some tips on how I can yawn more?
It's contagious. So put a video on of people yawning, and the other thing is to stick out your tongue. Vibram gal is giving me sign language. She's sticking out her tongue to show, remind me of that. Yeah, sticking out the tongue automatically makes the saliva flow and makes you yawn easier. And it's like training. You know, in yoga, they have about 50 or 100 different types, maybe 1,000 different types of yawning. We just have yawning and don't realize that there's all these different types. The most therapeutic is the one that generates carbon dioxide. It has to be more than 6 seconds at least. And the longer the yawn, the more extension, the more carbon dioxide, the more it drives oxygen deeper into the body and gives you more consciousness and less pain.
Yeah. And you were, you're saying, now, boy, I found that that was key to me really cracking the cosmic egg and wrapping up this heartburn kind of thing. Because I really figured out in the last few months before when it was still around that it wasn't any kind of thing going on in my stomach at all. You know, it wasn't a physical, well, it was physical, but it was simply pressure. You know, as you alluded to the first time I talked to you about it, it was kind of pressure and air and pressure and kind of trapped energy and nothing to do with the intestine, you know, the stomach lining or any of that stuff, which I chased for about a year or two. Isn't that fascinating? And I really found that the yawning and stretching was a really key ingredient there. The last 6 months or so to really put that in my rearview mirror. So I appreciate that tip. You gave me that tip early on. Remember when I asked you about it and about, you know, moving that energy through yawning and stretching?
You know, when we're saying we're under pressure, it's not a figure of speech. We are under pressure, and so you release it.
Yeah. But it feels like, I mean, I would go in there, you know, when this was going on, it would actually feel like there was something in my, you know, my upper stomach that was hurt or sore. So you would think, wow, there's something there. There could be an ulcer or whatever, you know, there could be irritation or inflammation or whatever we come up with. But it wasn't. It was just kind of trapped little energy. Isn't it something how the stomach gut paradigm thing could be such a landing ground for so much emotional stinking thinking kind of thing in our culture? It's almost like a cosmic joke or something.
Yeah, in the 50s and 60s, you know, they knew ulcer had a lot to do with stress. But then they invented this H. pylori because then they could treat it with drugs instead of therapy.
That's why they created the H. pylori, so they could treat it with something.
You know, even Howard Stern said about Dr. Sarno, if Dr. Sarno's information was really implemented, it would cost the medical profession billions of dollars. Billions. Because if you just can sit down and get rid of your trauma by doing a little talking to yourself, meeting yourself within yourself, then if you make things go away, you don't need them, and so doctors don't like that. They want us to believe that the cart pulls the horse.
Yeah.
They want us to believe that the brain causes consciousness when consciousness causes the brain. They have it exactly backwards.
Exactly backwards. I'm sure there's been scientists over the years that have dug into the brain and tried to find soul, right?
Oh, yeah. One tried to, with the guy who worked for Bell Telephone, after his mother died, he tried to find how to preserve yourself on a telephone line and broadcast yourself all around the planet and even the universe.
Good luck with that.
It hasn't worked.
That's funny. It's hilarious. Here's an email for you. What about a right dropped foot when you already know who, what the female trauma was? What needs to happen next to actually fix those toes? Okay, so this person believes they know who the matterer is. Now what do they do?
Kick the person might be one start, because that's going to be – a neurologist came to see me one time, and he had a bump behind his knee, and he had a stomach problem and several things. So we worked on the stomach problem. It turned out that his wife, who he had was divorced from, had left him, and she used to cook for him. So now his stomach was the only meridian that was out when I tested it. Then, when I first met him, I took his knee and I stretched it out really fast. I pulled it out, and then I pushed it back very slow, and I pulled it out really quick. And I did this several times. What I was doing is stealthily imitating a kicking action. And then the big bump behind his knee went completely away. So at the end of working on the stomach and other things, he said, "What about my knee?" And he said, it's gone. I said, yeah, you just had to do the final act of kicking her out the door, because you already pretty much had worked this out. It was like the fruit hanging at the edge of the tree. You touch it, it falls into your hand. Hmm. So you almost didn't need me, but you just needed someone to validate what you were doing. So it went completely away. And that's how you get rid of drop foots, ulcers, whatever is bugging you. All you got to do is do the forbidden action. Now,
what do you mean the forbidden action? The forbidden.
Well, I'll give you an example. And this is an extreme reaction. But a lot of times, if you can't face the extreme reaction, you get these type of problems. A man came to see a Donnelly that was in a wheelchair, and he soon re-injured himself. O'Donnell got him walking after 8 years, but then he had an injury on the way to his grandmother. Well, it turned out he wanted to strangle his grandmother, and the only way he was going to get clear is strangle his grandmother. Well, is it better for him to stay in the wheelchair and his grandmother survives, or is it better to do to be walking and strangle his grandmother? That's the, now, yes, no, maybe, the maybe situation. Maybe there's something greater in his life than strangling his grandmother.
You think?
That's the kind of thing. It's a forbidden action. It's you want to have sex with your mother. You want to have sex with your school teacher. You want to have sex with someone of the same sex, and it's against your religion. These are the kind of things that really bug people. The things you can handle, like someone bugs you and gives you the finger on the road, you just give them the finger back. There's no energy lost. You're expected to do that. It's what you're not expected, that your culture forbids, says you cannot do that at all. And so it varies in different cultures that there's more forbidden things in different cultures than other cultures.
Hmm. The forbidden fruit. Yes.
Yeah, you can't even use it, you know, words like the the F word, etc. You can't use it. So when people want to use it, like I wrote a blog about this, and I'll tell the sanitized version about the man who came to see O'Donnell Lay, and he stuttered. And so O'Donnell said, repeat the alphabet. And he went A, B, went on until he got to F. Mm-hmm. And F, he couldn't say it. And so guess what O'Donnell had him say. I won't say it over the air.
Right.
He said that. He said, blank you, Dad. And automatically his stuttering was completely gone.
Oh, my God.
And his father was a big wheel ahead of a Middle Eastern country and wanted to set up a whole bunch of clinics because he had cured his son so dramatically. And, of course, if O'Donnell had told him how he cured him, he probably would have put him in prison when he went to the Middle East. Well, that one didn't show.
So the father was so impressed that his stuttering was cured.
He wanted
to start open clinics with the cure, right?
Yeah, and I was there. I saw this happen. It was hilarious.
That's crazy.
He yelled it out, too. When he said it, when he said, repeat after me, he didn't just say it. He yelled it out.
That's funny. What a great story. All right, Adam, stay right there. Patrick Timpone, Adam Bergstrom. It is Yes, No, Maybe, Chronobiotic Nutrition. You can get that book on Amazon that he co-authored. Also, go to sunsinknutrition.com and pony up 99 Federal Reserve notes, such as they are, and you get a lifetime prescription to everything on there, and there's a lot of cool stuff. Well worth the 99 bananas. And then solartiming.com. That's a free guy. And you have a plethora of ebooks of things that you're not going to find anywhere else on the planet that you can buy for $10 or whatever and have these little guys. And you can upload them on your little Amazon white or whatever. I got one of those things, but Vibrant Gal sent me the directions how to put them on my, but I've never figured it out yet. I am such a what's the word? A Luddite. But I enjoy being a Luddite. Anyway, you can just read them. And there's some really cool things there. And this is stuff that you're not going to find anywhere else. And then also Adam has a blog on One Radio Network every couple of days that we're very proud to present to the world. Adam's blog on OneRadioNetwork.com. He's here on the first Monday of the month and probably should be here more often. We'll think about that. Not even think about it. We should just do it. Well, we have been pretty impressed and very grateful that we were introduced to Wayne Blakely and the Living Streams probiotics. I don't know how this all came about, but it did, and it happened. It's been 6 weeks or 2 months, and I really love doing these products. What I like to do, you know, if, for what it's worth, just to give you an idea, I'm pretty crazy, but I don't, where I'll put like the Living Streams Multi-Blend, the Living Streams Bifido, and the Living Multi-Minerals. These are all different different probiotics in different formulas. The Bifido is pretty cool. It's got the yttrium, which is a great great nutrient that the body uses to absorb nutrients. I'm feeling better and better and better. And you know, every day, you know, I have my days where I'll kind of pop down a little bit and whatever and work through some things and whatever. But and generally, we're on the upside, just getting stronger. And it's pretty cool. And I think these are really helping. And we'll put this in our Kenrola Vitalizer Plus and structure this water. And that's what Doodle and I drink. So every time we have water, we have some guys. And then I have all the other ones. And that's so many different ones. The Chabide, the Alfalfa, the Moringa, the LS Derma Gold, Never Again, the Glacier Milk. Oh, I don't think they're doing Glacier Milk anymore. The Zeolife. These things all do a little bit different things. They have various herbs and nutrients in there with the probiotics. And, I mean, you can just Google's. You know, you can just Dr. Google's alfalfa or moringa. They've got some pretty remarkable nutrient matrix in these. And who's going to go out and eat a moringa or alfalfa? But you can get some in your... So what I'll do then, you know, once a day, I'll just go into my fridge and look at the inside of my, you know, the shelf, and I'll just put a, you know, a little shot of each one of these things in there, or three or four of them, and then drink that down. So that's how I'm doing it. And I'm feeling it's really my gut and elimination have just never felt better in my 72 revelations around the sun. So I'm pretty impressed. If you care to call his associate Marilyn, and she can walk you through some of the things that you'll see in our store and say, well, that looks interesting. And we don't put a lot on the internet with Living Streams because the FDNA kind of has Wayne on a short leash. And you got to be careful what you say. You know, it's a planet Earth thing. You just got to be careful. We don't make any claims that they cure anything, just that the body gets more nutrients. But you can call Marilyn. Let me give you a number here. Grab a pen. I'll smoke them if you got them. I'll wait for you. Ready? 360-912-2981. 360-912-2981. 360-912-2981. Talk to Marilyn. And if you got a particular thing going on, again, she can't make any medical recommendations or say this is going to cure it, but she can give you some ideas of what people have used so the body can help to work you through a particular thing. And I think you'll find, too, that if you really key into this particular thing that you have going on, no matter what it is, and get close to it spiritually and emotionally, like we've been talking about it today, that it's going to help you to work through it more easily because it might ease some of those symptoms and help you to not have so much pain or discomfort, so then you can work more on the physical level and use these as tools. So it's Living Streams Probiotics. They're all in our store. Order away or talk to Marilyn. If you find that you want to order some after talking to Marilyn, please don't order on the phone. That's not really her job. Just go back to our website, One Radio Network, click on any one of the links in our store and on the front page, and then order away. And we'll hook you up. Living Streams Probiotics, OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's that ginseng we were talking about previously with Brandon Amalani of Shen Blossom, talking about our very special ginseng.
And you don't want something that's been corrupted coming into your body. Like the ginseng is a super important example of that. You know, when you're using aggressive alcohols and solvents, it has a strange effect with ginseng, in the sense that when you're not only over processing it, but putting it in really aggressive alcohols, what's going to happen is that you're going to flip the chemistry on some of the androgenic. Naturally, it's androgenic. It's going to basically protect the telomeres and add life to the body and protect the genetic replication of the cells. But it's also going to boost the androgens and boost the male hormones in the body. But if you incubate it in really aggressive alcohol, it flips those to become estrogenic. Now, estrogens, phytoestrogens, are not necessarily bad in balance, but you really don't want that with your ginseng, especially if you're getting like a really high quality, a really old root, something that's very special. You want to like treat it with care and make sure it's delivering what ginseng has to offer.
Just a short clip from Brandon talking about the way they do the ginseng. just to give you a better idea of where this company is coming from, the quality and the ethics. Brandon and the Shen Blossom link on OneRadioNetwork.com.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Here's physicist, biologist, chemist, Dr. Gerald Pollack on far infrared saunas.
Infrared energy is what builds this fourth phase of water. And the idea of a sauna, you know, you go in and you sweat and you receive this infrared energy and you feel great after you come out. I felt the same, and so have so many people. And most of us think, well, you know, it's just some sort of psychological issue, and it might be. However, experimentally, we know that infrared energy builds the fourth phase. Your cells should be filled with this fourth phase, but you know, we tend to be somewhat dehydrated and missing some of this fourth phase. And so what happens is, if you subject yourself to infrared, the infrared is absorbed by your body, absorbed by your cells, and it converts ordinary water to fourth phase water, and then you feel better.
How cool is that? Structuring the water in your body with the Relax Far Infrared Sauna. That's pretty cool, Patrick. That's pretty cool, Patrick. Thank you. Who said that? Yeah, we'd like to get you one, and we'll hook you up. Just email me, regardless of where you live. You don't have to go in the... Just email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Tell me where you live, and tell me you want a sauna, and I'll give you the price to you delivered. And if it's in the lower 48, conveniently known as the lower 48, it's at $9.95 delivered. $9.95 delivered. That's it. Okay. And if you live other places, just let me know. Just let me know. And we'll hook you up. And we can get you the far infrared sauna with the plug that you want and where you live. Because you don't, you know, they have a different plug, I think, in the EU or in Australia. I'm not sure. But wherever you live, we're going to get you the right plug, because it's shipped right from the manufacturer in Taiwan. And it's usually just $100 or $200 extra, even if you live all over the world. It's pretty wild how that's possible, but we can do it. And now's the time to really start to have some kind of fun with your sauna. And it's a Relax Far Infrared Sauna on OneRadioNetwork.com. It's really a great one, really good.
From the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Okay, Adam Bergstrom, and it's Yes, No, Maybe, Coronabiotic Nutrition. I guess that book's still around. You have hardcovers through Amazon, Adam?
Still around. It's a paperback book, and we've still been shipping it out. And recently, well, last month, for some reason, we had a run on it. You know, we were couple of weeks. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here's one. What's the correlation of how the teeth begin to come in to the foods that should be eaten at different stages? For example, a baby gets their first two teeth. What would be the best foods to feed them at that time? And what are the best foods to introduce the teeth begins to come in for? Oh, so as the teeth come in, are different foods kind of best to... Do you know anything about that?
Well, there are people who have information on that, and I don't think it's that critical, but it is good to know, for instance, how soft the food is at certain times, and also know that the stomach's ability to digest food. So that's why once a baby gets off the breast, and that should be somewhere between 6 months and a year, other foods should be introduced, and it should be really simple sugars. Because the other starches and things like that, easily handleable, we can digest them much more easily than a child can. So if a child, for instance, is given the milk that we drink that is homogenized and pasteurized, they really have trouble with it. An adult doesn't. They just adapt to it after a while, and there's really very little difference between raw milk and other types of milk. Other than all the GMO chemicals in them, of course, bovine somatic hormones, all that. But the baby's digestion is a lot more sensitive. You know, people in some cultures, they breastfeed till the kid is 9 years old.
Oh, I know. I've known ladies that are breastfed for 3 years. And boy, their kids, man, they sure look great. Boy, I tell you, they look the healthy little rascals. You know, but these were hippie moms, you know, back in the day who were eating really good food. They were eating all organic food and, you know.
I had a girlfriend in the 90s. She breastfed for 5 years.
I'll be darned.
And two children. She was still, when I was going with her, she was still breastfeeding the younger one.
And was she then giving real food too with it?
Oh, yeah, she gave regular food, but she breastfed through the whole thing.
I guess you can go as long as you want, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, some people go to 9 years old. And, you know, they used to even, in cases of starvation, a man can lactate. And so then they would have a survival thing. If the woman's milk was out, the male could just provide the milk. That's an easy switchover. You can check it out. It sounds really absurd, but it's true. Men can lactate and do.
And do. Okay. Does Adam know specifically about the antibiotic isoniazid, which I did 90 days as a teenage, and I connect it to a hit to my vitality that I haven't reversed 17 years later? I did medical Qigong last year and expelled a liter of lung fluid. Does Adam know how to get to target that part of the immune system? I'll be darned. I wonder how they're tying in this antibiotic 20 years ago. I don't know how they do that. But
it's who's the matter you 20 years ago is where the problem's going to be. Why did you take it? Because of who? And by the way, with antibiotics, I can speak with some experience because when I had my imaginary sickness of my fever being 99 instead of 98 when it was perfectly normal, the doctor decided to use me as an experiment and gave me sample antibiotics of every kind that was available at the time. So he gave me this 1 week and then try a couple of these this week and an antibiotic this one. And now we're going to give you chloramycetin. You know, you have a chance of dying with this, but do you want to do it? Well, I'll try it. You know, I'm young and foolish, I'm 21 or so. What the hell? Well, that didn't work. Take out your appendix. Your appendix was resolving, which means it wasn't the problem. And I went through all the antibiotics. So I had just about every antibiotic on the planet. And I'm healthy and jumping up and down and having no problem with it. So when you have that, and by the way, I started to get a paralysis at that time. And I found out what was the disease. It was called my first wife. And nothing against her. It was my reaction to her.
You reacted to her. She wasn't the problem, right?
She was a lot more innocent than I was.
She wasn't the problem. It was your reaction towards her.
Yeah, it's like when the neighbor said one time to my wife, "What does your husband want to be when he grows up?"
So to this emailer, I hear you saying that you would encourage him or her, it's a Christian, I don't know if it's a boy or a girl, to let that go. Just let that idea go that you hurt yourself 17 years ago. Because you could chase that and keep, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, if you hold on to that idea, emailer, you could keep creating problems that make you think that this thing is a problem. Just give that one to God and, move forward. And maybe they could think back, you're saying 17 years ago, try to figure out what was going on in their life when they needed to take this thing.
With body dowsing, you can find the exact trauma, the exact time, and the exact who, the exact person. Mm-hmm. And one of the things with Sarno's syrup, he goes for discarnate anger or discarnate emotions. Well, they're not connected to anyone. You'd have to connect it to a who. And when people blame themselves, there's always a religious Catholic or over Protestantation or something like that. But not that the person out there is who you're mad at. That you have to acknowledge. But of course, it is coming from yourself. Like my first wife, she was just being her, and I didn't vibe with that, so I had the problem. But it was still her who, in my consciousness, had caused it. Until you really find out who, it's always a specific person. You'll never find a general anger, free-floating anger, discarnate anger. It's always going to be at a particular person. No one hates their job. They hate their boss. That's who they really hate. It's not their, not their job. Because if I was mopping floors and they gave me $1 million, my boss, I'd love it. I'd hate it if I got fired. But I know one person that had multiple seizures, actually about 5 a day, just because they couldn't get along with their boss.
So, so to Christian, what kind of ideas could you give him or her, whatever it is, whoever it is, to once they decide who's the matter 17 years ago, what kind of ideas can you give them to work through that, to let that go?
First, buy my book, Mind Reading for the Millions, and find out how the process of body dowsing works so you can make sure you find out who it is. And then you do various therapies. Now, I'm not denying the physical like Sarno does. We have 5 levels of traumatization, which are often referred to as chakras. The first 5 are tadras. And they have the physical one, like a chiropractor would adjust a bone. And so that has a validity to it. The next one is water. So a colonic, electrical therapy, ionization therapy, those all work at that level and even the hormones. Mm-hmm. Then you go to the mental level or the lower mental mind. And that's magnetic and that's heat therapy, caloric therapy, all of those work at that level. Then you go to the yawn level, which is air, which is the barometric pressure through yawning, stretching, stick out of your tongue and things like that. And then you go to the 5th level of ether, which is called mind, or what word did you say to yourself that caused it. So for years, I had this mysterious fever that I was associating with, and it's all because I heard a comedian say, I'll be okay when the fever breaks. So I said it so many times as a joke, and one day I spilled a glass of water and I heard myself say it.
I'll be done, yeah.
And I got a handle on it, but it took me 20 years to figure that out.
This person continued with the email. I'm currently on a binge of last year's One Radio podcast and started reading Charles Walters' books on minerals, the genetic code that was co-written or actually written by Richard Ulrey. Does Adam have any comments on the Ulrey genetic chart and the Qing chiropractic gene expression mineral relation that the book outlays that sun-sink eating might not make obvious? He seems to do the boron, selenium, iodine praise that Adam has given disclaimers about. Do you understand that question? Kind of lost me, but go ahead.
I think I know. Genes don't really exist in the same level. You know, in the 40s and 50s, they stopped at the level of enzymes. They're stopping at fictional flaws. One day I saw a Scientific American, and it had proteomics, the basis of genetics. And I told my friend, look, right in the front cover of Scientific American, they're disproving genetics with proteomics. And then they've got down to sugar genetics and all these other things. They leave DNA so far behind. It's like you have a building with 25 floors and you get stuck at one floor. Well, right now, genes pay off. You can patent genes. You can't patent a protein. So, of course, there's no money in it, so you're not going to hear about it. All this genetic code stuff, basically, it's baloney. Lamarckianism and other things do it. Your RNA is more powerful than your DNA because you can change your genetics with your thoughts. Bruce Lipton said that, and he's correct. You can change it with a B vitamin or any kind of vitamin. You can change it with an experience. You can change it with any level of these 5 levels of a chiropractic adjustment, a colonic at the 2nd level, the 3rd level, a sauna bath, 4th by yawning, and by just letting go of the concept, a la John Sarno.
And at that level, we're actually changing the DNA and the RNA.
Exactly. And the RNA changes. It's not only transgenetics. Some things work. Like how can you use one of the unsociable gases, krypton? How can you use that as an antiseptic when it has nothing to do with the genes? It doesn't touch the genes at all. There are things that are beyond epigenetics. Epigenetics is an excuse for failed genetics. Transgenetics of the type that maybe Terence McKenna and people talked about, that's a lot more valid in our life. And it's called, or the word, the audible life stream, our own fixations.
In the beginning was the word.
Yeah, so people, you know, genetics, if you want to attack it at that level because it's your karma, that's fine. But it's not that iodine and all these elements don't work. I'm not interested in the quantity. I'm interested in the speed of transportation. The speed of transportation of different elements is at different speeds and have different effects. I think I've written a blog, and God knows where it is, about the speed of calcium.
The speed. Or,
this is one example of one mineral.
Good morning, Adam and Patrick. I'm fascinated by Adam's connections between words and their meanings. Does it work in other languages too? Can you explain how it can work on other languages?
It does. Analogy and metaphor is how we get diseases. So people ask me, what is the best body language book other than I have a book on body language, too, that goes into arms, hips, etc., like that. And but the best book of all is the Webster's Dictionary or the Oxford Dictionary, whichever your choice is. Look up the origin and etymology of the words, and you'll find that our diseases are all based on, and our inventions are all based on body parts. A good friend of mine named Jerry Bibby, I was telling him that all our inventions came from something in our body. So Jerry asked me, as we're on the way to a Donald Lay's clinic, okay, what about the transistor? Where does that come from? So we went to the clinic, and the first thing I did is ask Donald, where did the transistor come from? From the stapes, anvil, and what's the other part of the ear? The three parts of the ear is where they invented the transistor from. And, by the way, he missed by one day having the American rights for Sony. His cousin beat him out for it.
That's great. Well, I tell you what, I don't know what was going on karmically with that Dr. Berkson interview. I've never received so many emails on one subject in 10 years, it's crazy how many people email me and say, do you know a source for a German or Italian alpha lipoic acid? I mean, they were coming out of the woodwork, and still more today. Isn't it fascinating? What do you suppose it was that he just sounded so credible, or we just kind of knew that he was on this? I don't know. What'd you get?
You know,
yeah. What was that about?
He is credible. I really enjoyed that interview. It was one of the best you've ever had. Really liked Berkson. And I've seen a lot more interviews by him since then. I definitely recommend you get him back.
Yeah. So you think he's a real deal, huh?
Oh, he's a real deal. Yeah, I have no doubt about it. Some of the things he said, I should send you a copy of one that I heard that he did a lecture someplace that just is really amazing.
Oh, yeah, please do.
He knows a lot of stuff,
And, you know, he also has a lot of peer-reviewed stuff on PubMed. Remember what he said? You can put in Berkson BM, he said, like bowel movement, in PubMed and find a lot of stuff there. You know, did he say he was 80 as well? 80? Did I make that up? Or was he 80?
I think so.
I think he was 80 revs, too, yeah.
You can tell a lot of people who are into the right things, they last long. Like Manfred Kleins, who I did the emotional recycling, where you go through all these emotional cycles, and he measured him with finger pressure, ambient finger pressure. He's 93 and doing fine. He's also a musician. He invented the term cyborg, and he's way ahead on therapy of Sarno and even those people.
Well, don't take advice. Don't take advice from anyone unless they're getting the results that you want.
That's right. Results is important. Now, if someone wants to use genetics and they're getting results, I've got no quarrel with
sure,
that because
sure.
That's the proof of the pudding.
Yeah, there's many ways up the mountain. You know, I think that if we stay into this virag, what I call it, the virag of non-attachment to what's good or what's bad, you know, and there's a lot of ways up the mountain, and people get to choose whatever way they want, right?
It's been said, if you want to get to the roof of a house, you can take the stairs, you can take a ladder up to the second story, you can drop a parachute down from a helicopter, you can do all these things, and probably about 100 other creative ways to get there.
Yeah, and if you want to hone in on tomorrow, if you want to there are more efficient, effective ways to get to the roof, but you want to talk about those without judging the other ways, huh?
Yeah, I prefer the easiest way, like the stairs.
Yeah, the easiest way, man. The easiest way for me is. That's what.
Well, if you get there, sometimes it's more fun to climb in the window on a ladder, though.
Yeah, I like the easy way, man. I'm with you, kid. Yeah. I'm with you. If this has not been discussed today, would you please ask Adam how we can make ghee at home and any other tips or tricks for the best homemade ghee? I have some ideas about that. I used to make it. Can we safely store ghee outside the fridge? Yes. People haven't had refrigerators the last 100 years. Has Adam had any experience with unrefrigerated ghee? I can add, with my experience of studying Ayurveda to this emailer for years, ghee should not be refrigerated. There's just no need, unless you don't make it properly, and then it'll mold on you.
That's the problem.
Right? If it starts to mold, then you know you didn't make it properly. But do you know of some different ways? I can share with her some ways that I've learned.
Obviously, there's other ways of food breaking down. You can go and look at a video on YouTube and see they took every bit of oxygen out of the food, and though they looked fresh, they got mold all over them. Now, there's no air in there, so mold can get anywhere it darn well wants to. But as for making ghee, my way of making it, and there's other ways of making it, mm-hmm. is just melt butter at a low temperature, preferably raw, but it's not necessary, at a low temperature in a Pyrex beaker. Mm-hmm. At the bottom, you will get a white layer, and above, you will get a foam on the top. When it's all totally melted, skim off the foam, pour off the yellow butter, and take the white butter and rub it on your skin because it's really good for your skin. By the way, ghee is, when people don't stand on their head and do things like that and stand up all the time, you'll notice that same foam on the top of the iris. It's called the arcus senilis and the sodium ring, things of that nature. And below, you will see the crud at the bottom, just because we don't somersault anymore like we did when we were kids, or stand on our head like the yogis do.
Turn upside down. Yeah, exactly. There's two. I've heard both ways, where you skim off the foam, and some Ayurvedic hardcore people say just keep it very, 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 very low till the whole thing just settles down, smells like popcorn. But you got to be very careful at that point, because it can burn in a heartbeat, you know, and then you're done, right? Then you're just, you've ruined it. But then a lot of people skim off the foam. I guess the foam, they are the milk solids. That's actually the milk solids.
Yeah, it provides in curds and whey and all that kind of thing.
Right.
And the yellow is the healthiest for you. But now, I'm not really afraid of cholesterol. So
nah.
Sometimes I use ghee, sometimes I don't. What's good is it's oil. It's like taking coconut oil. You're taking the pure butter oil is what it is. So it really is good for your health.
Oh, you can rub it on your face. You can put in your pinky fingers and put it up your nose and massage all that in there. It's an Ayurvedic thing, and it's magical. You can put it in your eye. Yeah, one of the best ones that we know of is Pure Indian Foods on Amazon. That's grass-fed. I've met the people that make it. Really nice product if you don't want to make your own. But make your own, you could use grass-fed butter, either raw, as Adam said. And that's just the way to do it. Get in a really nice pot, Pyrex or whatever, Cuisinart, that's a nice way to do it. And just don't burn it, you know. But you definitely don't have to refrigerate it. I've never known having to refrigerate it. Have you, Adam?
You can, because a lot of people make it incorrectly. But if you made perfect ghee, then it's not going to break down. No, because the oil, a saturated fat does not break down. It's as simple as that. Now, coconut oil, it's not pure, so it will break down. Unless you get the pure, the type they make in India, which is the cheaper type that you can get cheaper than the stuff in the health food store, because it smells like coconut, it's not pure coconut oil, because coconut oil, as most oils, have no smell.
So what is that in India? They sell some kind of special thing?
Well, you can get it. A Vibrant Gal looked up one of the places we can get it at one point, but we never bothered because I'm not allergic to coconut, so I'll take it, and we keep it. We don't keep it long enough for it to spoil. Now, if a person was going to keep their coconut oil around for a couple of years, they might consider that they're taking rancid products in there, not the oil, but the other parts that go with it. If they say you're getting vitamin E from the coconut oil, it's not really coconut oil, because coconut oil is coconut oil. It's not coconut oil plus vitamin E plus minerals plus all of that. But I prefer the minerals, and I prefer the fact that it does break down, that it's a natural food. So I have no problem with the health food coconut oil. We get ours at Trader Joe's, frankly, triple filtered coconut oil.
And what's fun, if you live in a non-central heat or air place like I do, these coconut oils and ghees, they change their consistency depending on the weather.
It's our thermometer.
It's
right
our
now.
Thermometer. I can tell exactly what the temperature is. Just look at my ghee.
Exactly. I'll wake up in the morning and say, uh-oh, Vibrant Gal, we're going to have a heat wave today. The coconut oil is liquid.
Well, I guess, so you guys don't do central air there. Or you don't need it in California, do you?
No, we don't have it. So we go with the cold and we go with the heat. And we have it downstairs. So when it gets hot, I go down, lie downstairs on the floor. And it's really cool. But upstairs, it can get really hot.
That's really cool. Here's a final one. Julie. So what we've found so far, we know of two. Now I know of two. Julie just sent in one. But one is the metabolic maintenance. If you want to get a source from Italy that Dr. Berkson told me off the air is a good one, either Germany or Italy. For those of you who haven't seen my posting on the Berkson Show, it's called Metabolic Maintenance. They come in 100 milligrams or 300 milligrams, and that is a good one. That's from Italy. All the rest of them, most of them are from China. We call Pure Encapsulation in other places, and they were from China. Even though Pure Encapsulation said that they were going to switch to the German one. And it was funny because they said, yeah, we've been hearing a lot about this German source, so we're going to switch to German. So that's kind of interesting. Berkson's getting around. And then Julie says that she checked, now I haven't confirmed this, there's a product called Thiogel, T-H-I-O-J-E-L, that's produced a little bit different way. She says they switched from Italy to Germany as a source 2 years ago. So that's a German source. But you can actually get a free bottle. So I sent away for a free bottle before I knew they were from Germany. But they do it a different way. It's kind of in a gel thing. And the capsules were so big, I couldn't even swallow it. You know, I don't like those big, hunky caps. I just can't swallow those things.
Guess what? I never swallow capsules. I break them open. Everything goes in my food, like in soup or something like that, if I do take anything. I don't take any supplements right now, but I used to take a lot. Remember, I managed 4 health food stores.
Yeah, you took your share.
I was a serial health food store manager, and I managed a supplement department in a 5th one in Hawaii. So
yeah, it's not like I don't like to take a lot of those caps either. If I'm going to do something like an enzyme, I'll break it open and just throw it in my mouth, you know, just no need to take that. I don't know what that stuff's made out of. They all say gelatin capsules, but who knows what that is.
That's why before Gerald Pollack and Gilbert Ling and my one, who set me free, I used to believe in all that orotates and different amino acid chelates and all the different types they had, and one goat took it here, one took it there because of all these sodium pumps and potassium pumps. And of course, Gerald Pollack, who you've had on your show several times.
Yeah, we're going to get him on again too. He's cool.
Good, because he could ask him about the sodium pumps and things and why they're impossible, as Gilbert Ling and Mei Wan Ho and others have also pointed out. It's old physiology, and probably they knew more about it back 100 years ago before they introduced this cockamamie theory so that they could sell drugs. Because then estrogen goes to a receptor. It doesn't go anyplace and cause cancer. You're perfectly safe, ladies. And by the way, it wasn't working as a fertility agent, so it became popular to have birth control. Oh, now it creates birth control. Before it stopped, it made you facilitated birth, and now it causes birth control. Well, gee, it's a wonder drug in that it does anything they want it to do that the marketers say it does.
Wonder drug.
Yeah, and that's why you see these receptor key and lock stuff, run for your hills, hide your purse, hide your wallet, and run out the door.
Mm-hmm. As I said, the last one, I'll get to it, but I keep getting sidetracked. Glenn said Patrick had a guest on last week that talked about you could do diatomaceous earth for every day for 14 days and do it again a month later for parasites. Does Adam have any opinion on food-grade diatomaceous earth internally?
Ultimately, it'll give you cancer. And check in Ravisi's his medical textbook that's put on there by Steve Mitchell for anybody to see. Go in and validate it. And also, you know, those sharp little needles that kill the worms are not good. And anything that you can hold into your lungs and it can cause cancer, it can do it internally in the body too. And also things they call, phytoliths. They're basically vegetable-type proteins that silicon can cause gallstones and other things like it. It's one of the things, reasons black pepper does that. Now, silica is necessary, but you can get it from ghee. You can get it from butter. You can get it from every food that has a dietary fiber in it is the secret. So why would I go have to take an herb to supply silica when it's most of, one of the most common things on the planet to get? You almost can't avoid it, and too much causes problems.
Do you think taking diatomaceous earth for a couple of weeks, as this guest suggested, would be a danger?
Yes, and I'll tell you something, though. I owe something to diatomaceous earth. A friend of mine was dying of silicosis from diatomaceous earth. That's why I'm here. Otherwise, I'd still be in Arizona. But I'm in Montecito because I came here to help her. It turned out not to be that. It turned out to be something else. But that's the reason I'm here, for silicosis from diatomaceous earth.
You know, I told that story when this fellow was on, Dr. Smith, and I met this fellow. He must have been about 80 revs around the sun, probably 20 years ago when I first moved out here, that just looked like great. I mean, he didn't have a wrinkle on his face. And I asked him what was that about? And he told me that he did diatomaceous earth with aloe for years, almost every day. So I wonder, I don't know, man.
It's the aloe.
You think it was the aloe that could just kind of healed him?
Yeah, it protects you against the diatomaceous earth. Now, diatomaceous earth for 3 weeks is not really...
No, it kind of probably cancer.
Obviously, people do it, but it isn't. It's counterproductive for your health. It builds up, and there's much better parasite cleansers than diatomaceous earth. I mean, why put a poison in when it poisons us, when there's other things that are poisonous to worms and viruses and bacteria? Yeah. You know what floor they live on, what stage of the periodic table, you can specifically target the exact thing that will kill, the specific one you want to kill, retrovirus, virus, bacteria, fungi, whatever.
Yeah, maybe it was the aloe that saved him, kind of coated the little sharp things on the diatomaceous earth or something. But I agree. I mean, you could do a classic Hulda Clark parasite formula with just as easy for parasites, or even turpentine, right?
Yeah, any of those are better than diatomaceous earth, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things. I could probably, if I thought about it long enough and dragged on the show, I could think about 20 other things to get rid of parasites.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever done... I think this guest said, this Dr. Smith said it, it does a pretty good job of getting extracurricular gunk off the colon. I mean, you've been a colon dude in the past, in your past life. Do you think that's possible, that it could be beneficial for that, Adam?
Not at all. Really? No, I haven't seen it. In fact, the best way is to eat on time to get that stuff off the colon, because I used to take x-rays of colons to see what our results were, and that's nutty. I would not do it again. I was doing harm to the people. The chiropractor talked me into doing x-rays of the colon. The first one they took was mine, and you can see exactly what it is. I had mostly younger people in their 20s as clients at the time. I think I was in my 30s. And I didn't see a museum colon. The colon you see in the medical textbooks, I only saw one guy that had anything that approximated it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's all those tangled up ones you see in Death Began in the colon. So first of all, structural. If you keep your bowels moving and you eat the correct things and don't eat things like popcorn, black pepper, melted cheese, those are the kind of things that end up with twisted, bloated, constricted, and every other things in the book.
Eat on time. But I tell you what, every now and then, organic popcorn with ghee, phew, forget about it. You know what I mean?
You know, if your colon is really...
Yeah, I do actually pretty well. I do well with it. I don't really have a problem. But I don't think I could do it once a week or anything, but every now and then.
One of these days, have Carol Crosby call in. Donna taught her how to chew. Amazing. I saw her do it. She can actually do it. And then the stuff that was left over, we tried to dissolve it in various things like apple cider vinegar and things and boil it away. We couldn't get rid of it. So it really does exist. And it was black in color. Huh. How could it be these black little fibers in white popcorn? Really amazing.
That's hilarious.
I don't know how Carol does it because I can't do it.
We got the coolest. We have a new cinema in Dripping Springs, believe it or not, that has non-GMO organic popcorn with real butter that you can buy right at the theater. Isn't that cool? That's so cool.
That is cool. And you get married there, too, at the same time.
Yeah, right? Get married. That's right, because you take her to the movies and get married. We are the marriage capital of the world, Dripping Springs, Texas.
I used to love movies. When I was in Fort Worth, I saw 5 on every Friday.
Really? You went to the theater and you watched 5 of them?
They gave me a discount. The person knew me. He said, if you're willing to sit through that many movies, you're going for free for the last 2.
You can go. Have you seen have you guys seen anything good things you want to recommend before we go? Any good movies?
Yeah. Last one I saw was pretty good. It was about a rape case in Wisconsin or so where these ladies, based on a true story, where they persevered and all the grand jury and the police were all against them about them being raped by a police officer. And the name of it, I choose to remember what it was, but pretty good movie. Mm-hmm. I watch about a couple of movies a week, maybe. I really love to disappear. Also, talk about pain. Whenever I used to have pain and didn't understand where it was coming from, I would marvel. I'd get involved in a movie and my pain would go completely.
It would just go away. Yeah, it's like, what's up with that? Yeah, yeah.
And then I would think, I'm cured. But then they'd roll the credits and my pain would come right back. Like for some other movie.
Yeah, I mean, you can use it as a, yeah, that.
Yeah.
One of the things we've been taught to do in screenwriting is you get the script and you can get these online. You buy the script for your favorite movie. And then you watch the movie and then read along the script and see how the whole thing was kind of laid out in the description. And so I do that, and that's kind of fun. So it gives me another reason to watch a lot more movies, you know.
That's great.
Yeah.
I love movies. You know, the new ones with the special effects is basically video games, but good quality movies out there.
I'm looking for the screenplays for Billions right now and haven't been able to find them, but... because that's a great series. You watched that one? Boy, that's a good one.
I'm missing a lot of those series. Like I said, I really liked Game of Thrones one time, but we don't have a TV anymore.
Oh, but you can watch them on Amazon. Just be an Amazon Prime guy for $99 a year and watch all you want.
We could do that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how do you watch your movies now? Because they don't have any places to rent them anymore. Where do you get them?
They're actually for free on the internet. There's a whole bunch of them.
Oh, I see.
And it's perfectly legal. I'm not breaking any rules or breaking anything. They must get something out of it because what I do is I put in a film that I know it has the whole one. Because usually you get, I'm sorry, this movie is not part of YouTube anymore. You can't get it because it's something or other. Well, you put a movie that is in there and it leads to movies. And if you keep going far enough, you'll find I've even found the 2018 movies out there. Usually they pick the worst ones for free, but you can find really classic. You know, I watched Thief, one of your favorite movies.
Oh, really? Right online, huh?
Yeah, and that led me, that is how I discovered it. After that, it led to this, led to that, led to this, and pretty soon I was watching a whole bunch of quality movies and was addicted. I went through that month, I think I watched about 15 movies till I got saturated. And they're out there. However, Netflix is easier, and we're going to have the content guy living next door to us now, so we should make friends with him if we weren't such hermits.
Yeah, you run a hardwire to his house, man, dude.
Yeah, give him some suggestions about what to put on that.
Well, Mr. Adam, it's always an honor having you here. Say hi to Vibrant Gal. Hope she had a good yoga session during the show.
Yeah. She didn't today.
She didn't? Oh, man, what's the deal?
Gorgeous butt.
Yeah. Well, we'll see you. We love you guys. You're going to come visit soon. We keep saying that, but it'll happen someday. And tell folks about your websites and what they can find there.
SunSync, $99, and it's a one-time fee, and there's all kinds of blogs and virtual, all kinds of things on there, including the foods to eat at what time of day and everything. And then solarnutrition.com, where we sell books, and we have a lot of information, sound bites off of your show, other shows, other things, directed by our man in Belgium, who does such a good job to organize our site. And anyway, lots of things. Go to solartiming.com and check us out.
And the blog every few days on oneradionetwork.com. Thanks a lot, kid. We'll see you real soon. Have fun.
Love and hugs. May the blessings be.
May the blessings be. Adam Bergstrom, Patrick Timpone, oneradionetwork.com. Thank you for your ongoing support. If you have a few extra bucks around and you say, man, I'm going to buy something for my health and invest in my health, please check out our website, go in our store, look at the sidebar. And we know all of these people, every one of these people, we know the source. Well, that's our trademark, know the source. Every one of these people we know, we've used, we are using, have used, will use, every one of them, really good products. So you know that we've checked them all out, so you're not getting, we don't have any dump stuff on here that people are just selling, just to be selling. You're going to find some good things to help you move forward with your health and sulfur and everything. We're always here for you. If I can do anything, let me know. Just email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. patrick@oneradionetwork.com. I'm at your service. See you tomorrow with Ty Bollinger and the cure for cancer.
Know the source on One Radio Network.